You listen to Green Tea with Corbin Green, your Asian lifestyle podcast, straight from my living room to your listening device. Join the conversation on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Come on over for some green tea. We'll be serving you popping hot. Until next time, namaste. Hello, good morning. Corbin Green here for Green Tea. I say good morning because it's actually morning right here in China. Yeah, believe it or not, good morning. Hello, how are you? Good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're listening from. Corbin Green here one more time for Green Tea. Hello, how are you? Ni hao ma to my Chinese people. How's the pandemic treating you? Are you caving in? Are you depressed yet? Are you pulling your hair out? I know I am. I have no hair, but you get the gist of it. How are we doing? Are we good? How's the pandemic, actually? 2020 vibes, or is it a different wave right now? Because honestly, I can't keep up. I don't know what is going on, but hey, here we are. We're still here soldiering on and holding on. How are you? Are you good? And for my South African people, hala, sanbonani, ninjani. Hello, dumilang, abshiri. There we go. How are we doing? Are we good? Are we surviving? Students, are we good? Working class, is that money coming in or making that paper? Are we good? Are we doing well? Ah, gosh, the harsh realities of life, hey? How are we? Anyway, this is another episode of Corbin Green, Green Tea. We're still doing our summer stories, hey? And I promise to have a guest for you every Friday without fail. Anyway, but then this one is a different one. Because I've been racking my brain trying to actually decide on who's going to come on. Are they appropriate? Are they the right person for this? Do they have enough to share with me and of course with you guys? And I just decided, oh well, let me just do it myself. So I'll just do it myself and, you know, and just talk. Let's just have a story time session. I mean, what's the point of having personal stories, heart to heart with Corbin, our segment for the summer, when I myself am not sharing anything? So, I mean, we all have fears, we all have disappointments, we all have letdowns from the past and all of that. So anyway, it's the time for sharing. So I'm going to talk about something that a lot of us can actually relate to. If you haven't gone through this, you know, somebody who has gone through this. So today we'll just discuss fear. We'll discuss fear of the unknown. What does it stem from? The possible reason behind that. So anyway, my dear people, let's sit tight and let's just listen. And I promise I won't make it long. I'll keep it short. I've had a few complaints with regards to my previous podcast. It went on for a very long time. Close to an hour, I think. So we'll just hash it up and just get straight to it, and let's have a good one, hey? It's always a good one. And thank you so much to those who listen and give commentary. I really do appreciate that, and I aim to please. So yes, let's keep the suggestions coming, and let's keep sharing, hey? Let's keep sharing the conversations, let's keep sharing the conversations and experiences. Let's talk about it, and let's get more people talking. So what is fear, hey? I think fear is just this psychological human prison, really. It's like a jail, but only a jail for your mind. Fear keeps your brain trapped. It's like a fucking padlock for your brain. It stops you from thinking. It stops you from progressing. It stops you from enjoying life. Fear is like cancer. Honestly, you know. And since I started doing this, and I had a podcast last week with Mr. A, And we're talking and sharing stories of how we actually got to this country. And what many people do not know is, how did we transition from South Africa to what we are right now? I mean, we're all teachers, but then each and every one of us has their own story of how they became who they are today. And a lot of people tend to think that it's so easy, you know, it's so lovely, you're out here, you're having fun, you're drinking, you're traveling, and you're doing things here and there, and they see photos and they see things, you're doing this and you're with these people, and they think you're just happy, not knowing that there's actually this deep psychological turmoil that's just brewing, you know. This is really weird, actually. And then the reason why this is somehow connected to fear and the fear of the unknown is basically how we got to this country. The journey and the process that we had to undergo to what we are at present. So we came in 2019, just, you know, a few of us, I won't mention names, of course. I'm not that controversial. So we all came in, and of course, there are always those misconceptions. You know, oh, I didn't know they do this like this here. Oh, wow, I thought we're going there. Oh, I thought we're going to be working here. No, why are you working here? Why am I going there? You know, why are you getting paid this much? Why is that one getting paid that much? Why? And then this whole thing just kind of engulfs you. And for some reason, you are blown out of the water. And then suddenly that is your new reality. And then the dust settles, and then you see that, okay, this is not really what I signed up for, but then what can I do? I'm here already. You know? And you roll with the punches, you make do with what you have, and you keep at it. You keep going. And of course, you being strong, you having left the comfort of your country, the comfort of your family and friends, now you're here. You've got new friends, new everything, new habits. You even speak a foreign language now. You have adapted, well, slightly. And and you can't even talk about it, because when you start talking about it, the first thing people say, go back home. You tell somebody who's been here for a few years, they tell you, well, if it's not working for you, pick up and leave. So you find yourself between a rock and a hard place. What do I do? Where do I go? I complain, I say this, and you find someone who has it better. They can't relate. You complain about this. Well, no, actually, this side is good. I haven't really seen that. I haven't experienced that. Maybe we should give it a chance. You know, and then you find yourself, you're in this dark pit of self-pity, and you are just disgruntled and frustrated because nothing seems to make sense. That plan you drew when you left is slowly chipping away by your new experiences, which aren't pleasant, by the way. So suddenly you somehow escape that, and then you walk into this glorious cycle or circle of friends and that, and then you're welcomed, you feel accepted, and then your new reality is now better. So you kind of settle. But then what happens when your newly found reality is disturbed again? What do you do? Do you jump ship or do you stay here and try to make it work? Because last thing you want is to be painted or pegged as the person that always runs when stuff gets messy. And then, mind you, at this time, nobody really knows what's going on. You have all this psychological trauma that's just squeezing your brain and everything else, and you're still trying to remain positive, optimistic, and you still do not want to look like your problems. Well, this is depressing, right? it wasn't supposed to go this deep, but it's one thing that people don't really talk about here is the psychological aspect of it. They hardly address that. You talk to somebody about it, yeah, it becomes just kitchen table talk. But nobody really discusses it on a broader spectrum. There are a lot of sick people. Like, people are just dealing. I often joke when I talk to my friends back home and I say, a lot of us drink. We drink a lot. Why? Because we need to recover. Sometimes work just becomes tiring, and you're dealing with that one and this one, and you've got these issues, and then you're still carrying yourself, and you still have to carry people that you left back there. You still have to carry yourself here and still carry the people that you have here as well. It becomes overwhelming.
And then when you think of where you come from, when you think of the journey that you took to get to where you are now, you having escaped your first trenches and now you're here and stuff is just spiraling, you know, out of control. And when you start entertaining the thought of going forward and also thinking of it could be worse than this, it could be better, but it could also be worse. So what do I do? Do I keep moving or do I stay? Now that's where the fear of the unknown comes in. I have a write-up on my blog, WordPress. I'm currently busy with that one, and it has a lot to do with what I'm talking about. I'm still going to have an in-depth conversation with a guest, of course, at the end of this week, but this is my fair share. This is my 2 cents worth on the matter. What I've discovered is that a lot of the fears that people harbor stem from past trauma. It could be any type of trauma, family trauma, friendship, relationships, and everything else. That also feeds into that. Hey, let's just get off my sob stories. You know, let's take people that are in relationships. I mean, you're in this relationship with this person and you're being treated like bad, like trash. I mean trash, okay, like garbage, rubbish, downtrodden, everything. If you were married, you'd be the long-suffering wife or the long-suffering husband. Hello, world entanglement. Anyway, I'm just saying. People tend to stick around with those people because they don't know what they might find out there. You have this guy or you have this girl who's treating you so bad, you know, the kind of bad you see in movies, and you keep yelling, get the hell out of there, can't you see he's doing this? You're in that situation now. But you can't. You can't leave. You're paralyzed. You can't leave because you're afraid of what you might see. What if I meet someone who's worse? What if I meet someone who is just as bad as this one? And I can't come back here. At least here I've got a home, I've got a house, I've got something. You know, he's the devil that I know. At least I know how to maneuver around him. But what if I meet someone who's just as bad? And I haven't even developed a relationship with the next person. And then you stay. Some people stay in such unions because they do not want to be alone. So you keep taking it. You keep taking it day in and day out. You're crying to people. And people that are going through such situations are the hardest people to advise. You cannot advise somebody who is being mistreated while they're in love with their perpetrator or their abuser or their captor or something or whatever that is. You can't. Believe me, I know, I've tried, I've got friends. And every day I'm giving advice and I'm listening. And they'll tell you, okay, I hear you, but it's not like that. No, it is like that. Another element, fear. Fear of the unknown. You're afraid to let go because you don't know if you're going to fall or you're going to fly or you're going to break your arm, you're going to break your leg or whatever. You don't know. We fear a whole lot of things that we do not know. And I don't know how to fix this. I'm not here to tell you how to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. That's why I'm even talking about it. Maybe somebody's going to hear this and then they're going to figure it out and then, you know. My God, Jesus, being alive is hard work. That's a conundrum, hey? Yeah. I just had to breathe. I had to. It's not really a sigh of relief, but I'm just, you know, exhaling. I'm all emotional. It's a whole lot to take in. We fear a lot. Like, fear chips away at our confidence. It chips away at our, I don't know, it chips away so much. It chips away at our ability to stand tall and rise and do good for ourselves. I had a conversation the other day with a friend of mine and I was like, we're so broken, like deep down we are broken, yet we keep presenting these socially acceptable versions of ourselves. And people have made it cool to not look like your problems. People have made it cool to walk with your problems on your back, covered up, whether in makeup or whether in good clothes and whatnot. People are sick. People are broken, you know. And this also spirals down to another sensitive topic. Mental illness, mental health. Its vitality is often overlooked. Well, anyway, that was just the gist of what we are going to talk about. That's just a little snippet of what's to come this week on Green Tea with I, Colbin Green, and my guest of interest. I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm going to find one. Trust me, I'm working on it. So until next time, my people, let's keep it nice, tight, peace, love, light, and namaste. Drink your green tea. No green tea. It's summer. Have a lemonade. For my Chinese people. Back home, have your coffee. Have your coffee.
Till next time, love, light, peace, and...